so to, we're going to read a book called... Oh, Roy has a bad cough at the moment, don't you?
Yeah. I'm important.
Yeah. My Garden Over Gaza by Sarah Moussa and illustrated by Safia Fazlamet.
I'm painting all the paintings and drawings.
The drones buzz over our apartment building and I catch my breath. Esam, they will see you. I pull my little brother away from the window. He's too young to understand that even the drones are dangerous. Shall I tell you about Baba? Esam nods.
What are drones?
They're kind of like little flying kind of... Look, they've got blades on them that make them fly.
And what do they
do? You can remote control them.
And what do they do to little boys?
Oh, I don't know. We might find out. Shall I tell you about Baba? Esam nods, climbs down and sits quietly beside me. When Baba was a young man, he owned a big farm near An-Nasr, I say in a loud voice. He planted zucchini, potatoes and cantaloupes. The land was fertile and Baba worked hard. Where is his farm now? Esam asks. When the occupiers built the wall, it trapped us in the Gaza Strip, so we could never get out.
It's a wall, Dad.
Yeah, but that's a wall that they built to keep them trapped inside. Baba's farm is behind the wall, and Baba couldn't go back. But Baba kept planting wherever he could.
Why could he not go back?
Well, because he can't get to his farm, because they built a wall in the way. But Baba kept planting wherever he could. He's the one who started a garden on our roof and taught me how to care for it. Can you teach me? Esam asks. I can't hear the drones anymore. Today, I'll teach you to pick green beans, I say. My Awai Salah flutters in the wind. So this is an Awai Salah. See, she's wearing it over her head. It's like a big scarf, isn't it?
Yeah.
Flutters in the wind and I can smell wet soil and mint in the air. I close my eyes and try to imagine Baba's farm where the plants are in rows as far as I can see. I imagine soft earth beneath my feet instead of this hard concrete. I show Esam how to pick beans and make sure he doesn't tear the plant. The plant is heavy with fruit and
we
quickly...
Tammy?
Sorry?
Where's Tammy?
Where's what?
Where's Tammy?
I don't know what that is.
Is it tear?
Oh, sorry. Make sure he doesn't tear the plant. So make sure he doesn't break the plant when he's picking the beans off it. Okay? The plant is heavy with fruit and we quickly fill our bucket. I make green bean stew and carry a plate of it downstairs to Mama's sewing shop. She looks up from a dress she is trimming. It would be better with a little meat, I say. I'll try to pick some up before Friday, Mama says. But I know if Mama doesn't have good business during the week, we won't have meat on Friday either. After Esam goes to bed, I get Mama all to myself. You seem quiet today, Mama says suddenly. I'm just thinking... That's her daughter. I'm tired of the drones. I'm tired of us working so hard but having hardly enough. But I won't tell her my worries. I know she is tired too. You remind me of your Baba, Mama looks into my eyes. Always thinking. The next morning, Mama heads down to open up her shop. I get Esam dressed and make him breakfast. Let's go water our garden, I say, and Esam runs ahead of me up the stairwell. Suddenly, I hear the buzzing of the drones. I pull Esam away from the door of the roof. I take him down to our floor and wait inside. I put a cartoon on for him and watch through the window, anxiously waiting for them to leave. I see a drone turn back over our roof. It's spraying something. Don't follow me, I yell at Esam and slam the door behind me.
Mom, what are they doing?
Let's find out. I run up.
Mom, what kind of spray are they spraying?
Well, let's find out. I run up and swing the roof door open. The air feels thick and smells of chemicals. I grab a plastic sheet from the bin and throw it over my plants, but they are already wet with the spray. The drone turns back and starts spraying again. I grab a shovel and charge through the mist, swinging at the drone. It flies further away but keeps spraying. I gag and cover my face with the cloth of my awaisala. Stop! Mama yells. She grabs my waist and drags me into the stairwell. I try to pull back, but suddenly I'm so tired. I gasp the cleaner air in the stairwell and moan aloud, tears suddenly pouring out. Oh, look, she's very upset, Rory. She's very sad. I think it's a spray to kill all the plants. Mama, I cry, it's all gone. You can plant it again, she says. But if we lose you, who will plant again? I scrub my skin in the shower to wash off the herbicides. That's like chemicals that kill plants. But on the inside, I'm still burning. Mama closes the shop for the day. We wait for the wind to clear the air on the roof, and then we put on our boots and thick jeans to go upstairs. My plants are already wilting. The green tomatoes weigh down the drooping plants. They will never ripen. We'll plant again, Mama says. But what's the point? I say, swallowing my tears. You will plant again, she says firmly, just like Baba did. We clean out all the dead plants and broken pots and put them in garbage bags. Then we scrub and rinse down the walls and tiles. The next day, Mama comes home earlier than usual. Noura, I bought you a present, she says. She has four grapevines lined up at the door, and she places some seed packets in my palms. As I fill pots with sweet soil and pat in the new plants, I imagine Baba sitting beside me, patting in the plants too. No, it's just dirt. Baba always sang as he worked.
No, it looks like poop.
Yeah, I know. I sing Baba's favorite song.
It doesn't look like a fish.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. Okay. It doesn't have gills or gills. They can't even swim.
Okay. Can I finish reading?
Sure.
I sing Baba's favorite song, a song of freedom. They think we will give up, he had said to me once, but we never will. No matter what happens, I know I'll never stop planting. Someday I will go back to Baba's farm. Someday I will return. Now, that's the end of the story. And look, there's a map of Gaza with all the different parts of it. This is Oman Nasser. This is Gaza City, this is Khan Yunis, this is Deir al-Balah, and this is Rafah. And this is all in a country called Palestine. Can you say Palestine?
I can't say Palestine.
You just did.
It's
Gaza is a strip of land on the southwestern coast of Palestine, where over 2 million people live. The strip is completely surrounded by water and guarded barrier walls. There are a few entry points in and out of Gaza, but these are heavily regulated. What? It is nearly impossible to get a permit to leave.
What's this?
That says Palestine. Limited resources and the overcrowding are only part of the problem. Since the government of Israel controls the entry points into Gaza, they will often prevent food, medicine, and other necessities from entering. Drones are sent into Gaza on a regular basis. Some drones are sent to surveil, which means to watch people. Some are sent to attack, and some are sent to spray herbicides on crops and gardens to further limit and control the available food. The people of Gaza are amazingly resourceful. They reuse concrete from fallen buildings to build new ones. They invent new versions of things like electric cars or methods of growing plants. Roof gardens are common in Gaza because they help feed families. Now, so that's the end of our story.